What's up? It's Christine Horn, and you are listening to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast. Today, we're taking it back to a classic episode of my show, Actors Daily Bread. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast, the number one place to be if you're an actor who wants to book starring roles in film and television. And now your host, the booking magnet, Christine Horn.
Today I'm talking about finding pace and tone for new shows. Hang tight. I'm gonna go live on Instagram as well. It's Christine Horn. Hang tight. Let's count down together. 3, 2, 1. Hey, what's up? It's Christine Horn. This is Actors Daily Bread. Today we're talking about how to find pace and tone when it's a new show. This is Actors Daily Bread. This is where I teach you how to crush your auditions, book more work, and live a life that you love. I'm live on Facebook. What's up, Facebook? I'm live on Instagram. What's up, Instafam? So all my replay watchers who will watch this later, what's up, replay watchers? Love you guys. I'll move y'all over here, Instagram. I like y'all over here. I need my other tripod. I'm gonna make this quick. Yesterday we were live almost an hour, and I don't have that time today. My dog is looking at me like, lady, if you don't hurry it up. Y'all, Facebook, look at him just looking sad. Listen, but yeah, I want to talk really quick about finding pace and tone for shows that are new. This was a good question one of my clients asked, and I was like, what am I going to talk about today? So we're going to talk about that. If you are new here, what's up? I am Christine Horn, known as the Booking Magnet. Yes, the original. I'm an actress of 25 plus years. I'm a life and career coach for actors, and my specialty is helping actors book more TV. Check my IMDb credits. I got receipts, okay? I got all the receipts. So I always share information based on what I do. I'm not the only way. I'm a way, and it works for me. Okay. So first of all, like I said, I love teaching about television. My signature course is called Book More TV, because that's what we do. Check it out on Instagram or wherever. And one of the things I love to talk about is how you can approach television with a one size fits all mentality. And maybe you have been doing that, and maybe you see that works for you, but a lot of times it doesn't, right? It didn't used to work that way for me. So you can be a really great actor and have really great skills, but the approach to film versus television versus commercials is different, right? And so I remember when I was like trying to figure all this stuff out, and I was like, what is the difference? And I just started paying attention. I watch TV personally like it's my job, because it is, right? I always say, study and dissect the medium you desire to dominate. I'll say that again. Study and dissect the medium you desire to dominate. And what is it? Prince, is we live, y'all. So what that means is, if I wanna dominate TV, I'ma study TV. I wanna dominate musical theater, I'ma study musical theater and like really dissect it, because I love it and I want to be in it. I enjoy it. I get so inspired by the performers and everybody else's gift and art. And I get to try things on for size. There's nothing wrong with borrowing. You know, Meryl Streep always talks about stealing. She says she likes to steal from men because it's harder to tell. But honestly, you can steal and borrow from anybody whose work you admire. Because once you try it on, I told you Prince was ready for his walk. Once you try it on, it now becomes yours, right? Because you are one of a kind. The person who you're borrowing it from and admiring is one of a kind. You can never be them, right? So yes, sorry, I just got distracted. My husband opened the door. So my point is, one of the big things we talk about when you start to really study television and really dissect it, I want you to watch, not just as a consumer, right, but as a student, and then take notice, what's the difference? What vibe do you get? What's different about when you watch a show on ABC versus CBS versus NBC versus FX versus AMC versus CW versus Netflix versus Amazon Prime? And if you're thinking, what the hell is she talking about? There's no difference. Well, then I need you to really watch with closer eyes, right? So each one is slightly different in their own way. You can even see it's an actor on two different networks. I mean, hell, me, I play on a lot of different networks, and I always take note on what the energy is of it. So each network has its own vibe, its own pace. Hell, even the way things are lit and the energy of them. FX is going to have grittier things, like the show I'm on, Snowfall, is going to be much grittier than watching something on ABC, right? You can tell that just immediately just by me saying that to you. So in addition to just how it feels, right? Hello, beautiful people. It's Christine Horn, the Booking Magnet. And I just wanted to pop on today at the time of this message. It is Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. And we are about 16 days away from Booking Magnet Live. If you're just listening to this podcast and you don't even know what I'm talking about, oh my goodness, you have to find out. I am producing and hosting an amazing actors conference in Atlanta, Georgia, July 15th and 16th at the Marriott at Emory. You can get all the details at bookingmagnetlive.com. I have a whole amazing lineup of speakers and coaches and teachers for two whole days, including myself, of course. And you're gonna get your life. General admission tickets are only $497, and it is gonna be two game-changing days. It's gonna be like a safe haven, like a summer camp for adults. You have to be 18 and up to attend. But it's gonna be epic, and I've been producing events for years, and of course, COVID hit and put a pause to that. So this is our first big one, our big, big one at a big, beautiful hotel, and I'm so excited to spend this time with you. So I just wanted to pop in, do a special like insert episode just so you, in case you've been sleeping under a rock or you don't follow me on social media, so that you know and don't miss it. You don't have to live in Georgia to come. You can come from anywhere. We have people flying in. And I also wanted to do this episode because our room block, we have a discounted rate with the Marriott that ends on July 1st, which is this Friday. So if you are thinking of coming from out of town, or even if you live in town and just want to get a room so you can be convenient for the event, you might want to get on that ASAP. You don't have to pay in advance. You just have to put your card down. So that's it. If you have any questions, you can reach out to our team, which is ChristineHornTeam@gmail.com. But all you have to do to get all the details, all the specifics, see what speakers are gonna be there, is come visit us at BookingMagnetLive.com. Don't say I didn't tell you. It's gonna be amazing. Peace.
Because TV shows, I was talking to a producer, and they were talking about how they have tonal meetings, like finding what the tone of this world is that we're creating. So when you get an audition, and I'm trying to hurry up, when you get an audition, it's important that you understand where you fit in the tone of the world that you are going to be adding yourself into. So the tricky part comes, because it's really easy. I always tell my students, it's really easy to do research when shows already exist, right? And so you're like, okay, I have an idea of this. And some of you are not researching, and that's something I can help you with if you, you know, just keep following and look around. But when the show doesn't exist and it's brand new, or it's like a pilot, right? The question that comes up is, well, how do I know what the tone or pace is gonna be? Is it a new show? So here's the tip I wanna give you. As you do your research, because you should, and you Google the Deadline article or the Hollywood Reporter article, one of the announcements of the show, which you should do always, you'll notice who the producers are. So take note of who the producers are. Take note of who, sometimes they have a director, but sometimes they don't already for a pilot. But definitely take note of the creative team and the network. If nothing else, okay, this is a new ABC series, okay. It's Will Ferrell and Adam McKay. They're a team, they produce a lot of things together. Just like when Adam Sandler is doing stuff, right? He uses the same kind of people. There's a certain kind of tone. So even if the show doesn't exist, if you know, follow Ava DuVernay, okay, she does this type of work. Okay, her stuff has this kind of weight to it. Or even if it's a comedy, or maybe if it's lighter, there's still a grit or a weight or a heaviness to it. So I need to make sure my performance feels grounded and rooted versus doing something. Y'all picking up what I'm putting down? Put a one in the comments. Put a one in the comments, whether you're watching live or the replay. Just let me know if you're picking up what I'm putting down. Hi there, I see y'all. Come on, I'm gonna give me one before I keep talking. I don't like talking to myself.
Thank you, London. Okay. You know, don't y'all be watching me, nobody's doing nothing. Like, come on, it don't take nothing to throw a one in the chat. Thank you. Thank you. That just makes me feel loved and appreciated. That's all. You ain't gotta pay for it. Just a one. So it's these things that it may sound simple, but everybody's not doing it. And I'm gonna give you some real talk right now. Sometimes we just get lazy and don't wanna do it. I ain't calling you out, but I'm calling you out. You rushing. You're like, I got it. Let me just get this done, right? But taking the extra 15 minutes to do that research on who the creative team is and who the creative team is and what type of things that they typically do will help you immensely. And at the end of the day, let's be real. At the end of the day, you just have to make a choice, right? Just make a choice. You know what I mean? Like, you're never, I always tell my students, when you get an audition and all you get is, you know, a couple of pages and a breakdown, I would say you're probably wrong. So just have fun. Because there used to be this mindset I would have. I don't know about y'all. I used to have when I was younger in the industry. Oh, I hope this is what they want. I hope this is what they're looking for. I wonder if this is right. And then I was playing inside of a box because I was thinking that that was the box I was supposed to be in. But nobody knows. And hell, sometimes casting doesn't know until they see it. So this is where you have to build that self-trust. And for me, once I do that research and put those pieces to the puzzle together with the clues that I've been given and the clues that I can find online, I release it, I do my work, and I do my best, and then I submit. But I just wanted to drop that nugget. We're not going an hour today. This is a quick live today. I gotta walk the dog. I just wanted to share that with you. Let me just check these comments real quick. Thank you all for being here. Hey, Natalie. Hey, Frederick. Hans, I have myself have a disability and I'm planning to become an actor. That's awesome. Yes. Look, there are roles for all of us. There are roles for all of us. We are all necessary. So go for it. Go for it. Okay, I got to run, y'all. Today was a quick one. But yes, just remember that you are the one. Yes, I love what J.C. Anthony says. Casting doesn't know until we show it to them. Yes. They have an idea. They think they have an idea. They put that breakdown together. But they're needing you to do your job, which is bring the characters to life. And they're trusting us to do what we do best. They give us the clues and they trust us to do what we do best. So keep doing your best. Be amazing. Remember that you have a gift that the world needs to see. Don't dim your light for anybody. And I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye. Bye, Facebook. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to the Hollywood Bound Actor Podcast at HollywoodBoundActor.com.